Jane in the girls' corner, and I am here speaking to Fatima Klein about her big fight, her episode coming up for Aggressive Combat Championship 21, September 21st at West Chester County Center. Fatima, how are you now that the technical difficulties are over?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. If technology doesn't like me, that happens all the time.
Me too. People think just because I'm 19, I'm in this new age that I know what I'm doing. Oh, I know how to control my phone, and that's about it.
You're like, I fight. And I tell people, I'm like, listen, I like to interview and I like to talk. So other than that, I'm not technologically sound, although I'd like to be. But anyway, how? I had to just get rid of phone call every time. Okay, so you have a big fight coming up against Chris Hannaford. How excited are you? One, that this fight is finally coming to fruition, because this fight was booked last year.
Yeah. Yep. This fight was booked last year. I knew just because it didn't happen, I knew it wasn't meant to happen at that point. But now that it's happening, I know it's meant to happen. I know it's going to go down. And I'm excited to see, you know, I'm excited to show my final project. I've been just working on so many things, preparing for this. And the door has finally opened and I'm walking right through it.
I love it. Now, what background do you have in fighting? Because, you know, a lot of people think that, okay, MMA, well, you know everything. No, some people start out specifically in one, and then that's when you pick up everything. Where did you start?
I started in Holbrook, Long Island, in Vamos Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at 10 years old. My mom initially put me in it for self-defense reasons. As I got older, I grew a love for it. I grew a desire to do it. At the age of 15, I started kickboxing, Muay Thai boxing. I started striking, my whole striking game. And a couple years later, thinking about career choices, what do I want to do? And I was like, I knew this is what I want to do. I was like, this is for me. I believe I was born to do this. Just people were put in my way that just would help me incredibly. Mike was put right in my path that, you know, even now he's been the best coach. He's been so supportive of me and so putting so much effort into me, and it's just, I'm grateful for everybody around me who's helping me out, getting me ready for this fight.
Well, it's super important, and Mikey is super talented, and you know, everybody up there at Black Hole is killer, so I think that you definitely made a very smart move in going there. And you know, you've clearly walked before, you are very seasoned in the way that you talk. You speak beyond your years. So when I asked you earlier, you know, doing other things other than fighting, because if this is your debut, you sound like you've been fighting since you were a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, as my mom says it, and as I've grown to, you know, grown into this, it's, I believe it's God-given, you know what I mean? Just, he has blessed me with the ability to fight, the desire to fight, and the mentality to fight, because as much as it's physical, it's a lot of mental, and, you know, without him, without God in my life, I wouldn't be able to do it. Definitely not, because last year, so much of earthquake was going on, and that's why it didn't happen, because it just wasn't meant to happen. Now it's meant to happen. I'm ready.
I love it. And you know, it's funny because I interviewed Chris, I think before her first debut for ACC, and she's a very spiritual woman too, and so am I. So we talked about that a lot, and I think that is so important to talk about, because people are so I think they're almost timid and afraid to think about it. And I mean, for me, if you look at it, a lot of people go, well, you know, if you're, you know, really spiritual, you're really religious, how are you into fighting? And
right.
I'm like, well, fighting's been around since the dawn of time. And if you look into the Bible, I mean, the first fight in the Bible, well, the first death in the Bible was what, Cain and Abel, and that's technically the first fight. So then you go into it, right? And you look at, like, David and Goliath. So, like, I look
exactly.
at life as there's Goliaths everywhere. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, were you built to be a David, or were you built to, you know, wilder and fall, you know? And I think that you could clearly see that this is something that you were made for.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, God calls us to be public about our faith, you know what I mean? And for him being public and dying on the cross for me, why should I hide my faith when I'm not dying on the cross, you know what I mean? Why should I hide my faith in front of people when I know he saved me? And this could just be a testimony to other people, you know?
It is, and I actually like that happened before, because to be honest with you, like, I've had so many weird little, like, technological issues, but then, like, something great came out of it. And you know who's also very, very spiritual? Chris Cyborg. We spoke in length about her faith in our interview, and it was just, it really, I think more people need to do it. And you know, it was funny, because I had somebody say, you know, you put up a lot of religious stuff, and I said, well, no, I put up a lot of stuff that centers around God, but it doesn't really matter what God you call your own, whether it's Allah or whoever, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? I said, and even you, you're an atheist. And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, you don't believe in God or any God. And she's like, well, yeah. And I said, but the God that I believe in loves you, believes in you and everybody else. And she didn't even know what to say. She's actually kind of taken aback by it.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of, like, you know, so many people could say, well, what about this and what about that and what about Darwin? What about evolution? You know, the only way people could truly see God is when they see it in people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could give them all the facts, all the information, but if it's a mind thing, it shouldn't be that. It's all about the heart. So if God's living in you, living in your heart, people are going to see that rather than seeing all the facts and statistics. So that's what I'm trying to show.
I love it. Me too. And it's funny because it's almost taboo. And especially in this industry, you know, people get really like, what was it? Tim Tebow, who wasn't allowed to kneel. He's a football player. So it's not our industry, but like, it's still taboo that it's like, okay, well, that's accepted that you can go, you know, say, okay, well, he can't kneel, but then you got all these people that can, you know, kneel for others. It's crazy. And politics aside, I tell people, I'm like, his reason is the best reason to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Bilal Muhammad, one of my favorite fighters, Khabib, and they don't pray to the same God I do, but they do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just, there's something to be said for that, especially in the fight.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like, you know, my future goal is to go pro. You know what I mean? And so many people are nowadays are like, well, how do you expect to go pro and make it big if you don't have a big mouth and you don't, you know, talk bad to people? And I'm like, God will make a way for me. I don't have to put on a false facade in order to make it. If I'm meant to make it, he'll open the doors for me, and I could be my true self with him living inside me and be able to make it there.
I love it. And it's so true. It's so true. That's like, you couldn't have said it any better. I absolutely love it. I love it. And speaking of pros, who have you looked up to in the pro world of MMA that maybe like said, okay, you know what? Well, she can do it, I can do it. Are there any females that really stick out in your mind that were like super influential in coming and solidifying being an MMA fighter?
Absolutely. I mean, like, you just said her name, Chris Cyborg, and Rose Namajunas, how, you know, when Joanna got in her face, you know, she said it herself, she was crying. You know what I mean? And that's definitely the character I strive to be like, is just have that humble attitude, you know that whatever happens at the end of the day, I've tried my best. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's got a higher plan for me, and no matter what happens, he's got it. And that's what I hold on to. That's what keeps me sane. That keeps me, you know, as much as nerves will kick in here and there, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, pray with thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I actually I want to get a bunch of girls together and go see Joel Osteen. Everybody's like, you want to watch? I'm like, I love Joel Osteen. That's my thing. Like, I don't think you guys understand. He's like, I listen to XM only for him. Because, like, I can listen to music, and when you really listen to the words of a lot of songs out there, they're not happy and not uplifting. So, like, what I can pay, in, you know, $5 a month to listen to Joel all the time and be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually having one of my pastors from, I go to Calvary Chapel of the Hudson Valley, and my head pastor is Bobby Hargraves, but another one of my pastors, Nick Santos, he's actually coming for my fight, so he'll be praying over me. I hope he sees this, because... They all know I need it. So they're awesome. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
First, the most powerful thing. So
it really, truly is. You know, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't, you know, right. have God in my life. And it's, yeah. it's as true as it gets. I mean, I didn't become an MMA reporter at 37 years old with no experience in being a journalist for no reason. You know what I mean? Things right. like you said, God opens doors and has a way. And I actually got in a really bad injury that led wow. me to do it because I couldn't fight anymore. I couldn't care anymore. I'm starting to get fully into it. My arms are getting better.
Yeah.
But when I couldn't, I was really upset. And I said, well, what am I going to do? And one of my friends said, did you ever think about writing and doing interviews? And, you know, here we are today. And it's funny because I said, I'm like, I feel like God threw me down those stairs to give me a new
right. yeah.
Here's what I found. I didn't break my neck. I didn't break my back. You know, yes, my shoulders. Exactly. It humbled me because I, you know, got to be a little bit more chill. But, you yeah. know, you got to look at the good and the bad.
Yeah, there's a reason for each season. So...
Absolutely. And now we got 10 days. You're 10 days out from your fight. What does the next 10 days look like for you?
Next 10 days look like, actually, the end of this week will be the last of my, you know, strictly hard training. Next week, we'll tone it down a little bit, but keep the intensity the same. Just trying to stay healthy at this point, stay injury free. My weight's on point. Everything seems to be working out. Everything seems to be on point. So, just from here on then, just now we're just coasting through and keeping healthy, keeping safe. So
that's the way to do it. Do you guys like cut hard sparring out, you know, about 2 weeks before to make sure? I mean, I was crazy on sparring, but you look like you know that. Mike, too. You guys know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Mike's been having a game plan for me. From months now, we've both been just talking and preparing for this. And so, yeah, we definitely, you know, sparring is now cut out, you know, just to keep me safe, keep me healthy. Don't want any last minute injuries. God forbid. But, you know, heavy pad work, heavy jujitsu rounds, and just flowing through it now. We're just flowing through it, getting through the motions, and we're getting there.
What can everybody expect out of you on fight night?
A show. I would say a show. Definitely a show. Definitely, you know, I want to prove to people what I got, what I'm bringing. No matter what the outcome is, I want people to know my name and know the God that lives in me.
I love it. I love it so, so much. Oh, man, this is awesome. Like one of my new favorite interviews. We're definitely
oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to be at the fight. I always take pictures. I told Tom, I sit there, like in the cage almost. And
yeah.
I'm going to take a ton of pictures for you guys. Oh, and, awesome. You know, I'm really, really excited to see you fight. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your training to talk to me. And especially about your faith and everything. That's huge.
Thank you so much. Same here. I'm excited to see you guys there.
Me too. Me too. Is there anybody you want to thank? Sponsors, gym, trainers, the floor is yours.
Absolutely. I want to thank, you know, certainly God first. I want to thank him for saving me. I want to thank my family for supporting me throughout it all, for my mom and for my dad, for just supporting me, you know, mentally, emotionally. I want to thank Mike, for supporting me, my teammates, Nate, Andre, who they're both fighting on the card too. I want to thank my sparring partners, Stevie and Derek and Ish from Floyd Patterson Boxing Club, everyone from over there, and honestly, everybody who has been praying for me and just supporting me through my whole way.
Let's go, Andre. I love it. You are such a great chick, buddy. Where can everybody follow you, Fatima?
Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, all Fatima_Klein.
I'm going to follow you after this, tag you up in a post. And I look so much forward to seeing you on fight night. September 21st, Westchester County Center Aggressive Combat Championship 21, Fatima. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in the cage.
Thank you. See you there.
You got it, girl. All right. Bye.
Bye.